And so we have a president and an administration that has tried very hard to keep this conflict from widening out. From the moments that October 7th unfurled, they have tried very hard to keep this conflict from becoming bigger. As you're alluding to there, this really raises the risk of the conflict spilling over and getting much larger. What can President Biden and his team do right now as they both signify that they will be standing by Israel as an ally and doing, and as Jake Sullivan said, ironclad support for Israel, but also trying to keep this from widening out?
Sure. Well, look, it looks like they've been doing all the right things the last few days with regard to talking to the Israelis. I assume sharing intelligence, talking to Arab partners as well in the region. We got to keep in mind they have vested interests here, but they're doing all the same things that I did, that my colleagues did when the Trump administration faced off against Iran in late 2019 and early 2020. I think it was very prudent to move destroyers into the vicinity. They have very great anti-missile and other anti-drone capabilities that would help Israel shoot down any incoming attacks. And again, if it's cruise missiles or drones and ballistic missiles, it's such a far distance we can see those and track those, and it'll make them easier to shoot those down. So I think a big part of it now is, if this is real, is to shoot down as many, if not all, that you can. That, of course, if there's little damage, that gives Israel and the United States more options on how to respond and when to respond. So I think those are all the prudent steps that they're taking. I'm sure they've already hardened U.S. facilities in the region, dispersed U.S. forces. But I've never believed since last week that the U.S. would be the target, because we do know that the attack was conducted by Israel. And the last thing that Iran wants to do is to take on both Israel and the United States.